Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mum Mates. It's me, Claire. I hope you are doing okay. How's your week going? I can't believe it's Thursday already. Well, it is very autumnal here now, but I am currently sat. If you are able to watch on YouTube, I'm now recording my podcast on YouTube as well. You can see that I've set up myself in a cute little office. We've got a little room that was due to be have the wall knocked through to join our kitchen. However, we recently got screwed over by our builder and it hasn't happened. So I thought, right, I'm going to take this opportunity rather than using it for the nap room and where we used to dump all load of rubbish. I've cleared it out last night spontaneously. You know, when you just get an idea and you have to go with it. I'm one of those people who wants to get an idea of rearranging a room. Nothing can stop me. I recently painted my beautiful wooden sign pink and put some neon lights and just made it all pretty. And so now I have a bit of a nicer backdrop. Not perfect, but it's better. So we're really getting there. Well, welcome to the podcast. This is all new and really exciting. And I just want to talk to you. I was just reflecting on something that happened to me yesterday. So I have my third child, Rafi. Since he was born, we've had to have regular appointments at the hospital. They've been amazing. However, the hospital for us is a good 35 minutes away on a good day. So it's a bit of a trek and it's getting to like the other side of Nottingham because we live in the middle of nowhere, which is absolutely fine. But it just got me thinking yesterday when we went in, you know, without thinking about it, I packed us both up into the car, jumped in the car and off we went. Now, rewind a few months when we had our first ever appointment. So we started being under the consultant about December time. So he was only a couple of months old. And I remember getting the letter for the appointment and I was Googling. I was like on the map, see how long the journey was going to take. I was looking for the nearest car park. I had change ready for the car park. I had packed a bag with multiple bottles of milk, you know, completely over the top. I was quite nervous the night before. I was really nervous. You know, I had the kids all packed up and dressed and ready far earlier than they needed to be because I was just getting myself in a bit of a tears because I've never really had to do regular hospital appointments with my children. We're very fortunate. And I appreciate how lucky I am to be in that situation. And I just remember I was obviously in a bit of a panic being now having three children that everyone needed to be in certain places that I was going to be back in time to collect them as well. And it was just such a big event for me. It was a big deal. And I remember getting there and of course everything was fine. We found our way. We found the department. People helped us. We got there and all was good. And then in comparison to yesterday of me without thinking about it, just getting up and going, just the difference it can make. And I think I was really reflecting on that. And this is something I talk about with our members of the Stuck to Strong course is those mum milestones, I call them, where you have to do things more often than not for the first time. And this is the hard bit about being a mum that I think no one really talks about. You know, there are lots of things we have to do as mums that are the first time of doing anything. And as you know, the first time you do anything is so daunting, isn't it? And I give the example of a first date, a first job interview, your first driving lesson, a first day at a new job, anything like that is so nerve-wracking because you've not done it before. And it's only once you've done it several times that you start to feel confident and you do it without even thinking about it. And this is just the same as when I had just one child and I remember taking him swimming for the first time and I packed everything and I planned it. I even took a bath mat for in case there wasn't somewhere to put him that I'd at least be able to put him on the floor. I mean, like, talk about being thorough. And think and looking at other mums with several children, thinking, right, how on earth have they done that? How have they managed that? And then, of course, after you've done several baby swimming classes, you go, don't you, without even thinking about it and without getting into such a frenzy about it all. But I think this is something that's just not acknowledged with mums, with parents, when they have to go through these firsts. And there's no one there to sort of give you that feedback to tell you, well, you know, well done for getting Raffy to the hospital on time. I was so proud of myself that first time coming out of the hospital that I almost wanted a round of applause. I wanted people to acknowledge just how hard it had been and that I'd done it. I think I got home and made myself a cup of tea and ate a whopping great slice of cake, just as in, like, I need to just mark the occasion that I managed it. I got through it. I was dead proud of myself. The same taking Mason, my eldest, swimming for the first time. You know, you should come out of those swimming changing rooms and there should be an automatic round of applause for, well done, you survived the changing rooms. I just think there's so many occasions, aren't there, as mums, that we've got to go through these things and there's no one there to give us that round of applause, to give us that pat on the back and that acknowledgement. So it's really important that we do it to ourselves. It's really important that you have mum mates who appreciate it, who get it, that you can text and say, oh my goodness, we've just done our first swimming class, and that they get it, that they know where you're coming from, that they appreciate what a big deal it is. I remember the first time taking all three to school on the school run. And, well, actually, rewind, I can remember being pregnant with my third and thinking, I can't actually work out how I'm going to get all, I just couldn't work out the logistics of how I was going to get all three out the door in the morning to school on time. And that's for 8:30. Now we leave the house by 7:20, everyone dressed and breakfast and, okay, we don't all look immaculate, but we managed to do it. And it's that sort of, the first time you do these things, you get into such panic, don't you? And you need mum mates. You need friends that can say, oh my goodness, well done. Hats off. That's awesome. Because there's no appraisal when you're a mum. You know, it's not like you get your annual work meeting that say, well, you did this really well. Perhaps you could work on this next time. There's none of that. We need to start celebrating ourselves and each other. And I think that's super important. That's where I love the community part of the hub, which is like our chat room, where mums can pop in and literally say, oh my goodness, I went to my first baby class today. I was super nervous and I did it. We went in, we had a great time, and I'm excited to go again. It's all those little firsts that we have to go through that don't seem like a big deal to anyone else unless they've been through it, unless someone else has been through it and got it, because I think it's just, there's so much of it, isn't there? There's so many firsts when you're a mum, and it's so hard to feel confident when you're doing something for the first time. And as always, we sort of think about the worst case scenario. So today, whatever your mountain might be, it's a personal mountain, isn't it? A mum with several, I've got a friend who has four boys, and I'm constantly thinking, I wonder how she does it. I wonder how does she do that? You know, to her, she must be able to do things without even thinking about it. To someone else who's just had their first baby, it's just, it's personal to you and your situation, isn't it? Whatever your circumstance. So whether it is going to that first baby swimming class, whether it's walking into that, I remember walking into that first, we had like a local coffee morning play group kind of place. I'm being so scared to go in with my first baby, you know, what everyone was going to be like. And of course it was great and it was nice and everyone was lovely. And I think I was just, there are so many firsts we have to do, that if you have a first, whatever it might be, whether it's your first baby and you're going out and going to a sensory class or the supermarket shop or whatever it might be, or whether you've got multiple children and you're just trying to do things, whatever your first is, it is personal to you. It is your own mountain. And if you manage to climb that mountain, you will feel so proud of you, yourself when you have. You must stop and celebrate it. Whether it is calling in a bakery and getting yourself a gorgeous pastry, a nice lunch, a cup of tea, or texting your mate and letting them know that you've done this achievement. You really must do it, because we've got to celebrate ourselves and we've got to celebrate each other, because we've got to look after ourselves. It's not easy and we're all doing it, and you want someone to be able to say, Well, that's awesome. Well done you, because it's not easy, is it? And I definitely know. So having gone to the hospital yesterday, pulled up, knew where I was going, walked in, really confident. You will get there. If you are about to embark on a first of whatever it might be, good luck. You will be fine. You will be absolutely fine. And you can do it. And just imagine how confident you'll feel once you have. And then make sure you celebrate it. Whether you celebrate it with me, send me a little DM. Let me know if you've done something for the first time. Let our hub members know if you've done something for the first time. Or reach out to a mum mate. Let them know as well. And you must celebrate it. Cake, pastry is always a great way to celebrate. Those little things that anyone else wouldn't think twice about doing, but you've done it for the first time. It is your mountain. So good luck. Sending lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.